They're known as Encore Careers, a new wave of employment for people approaching or in retirement who are still able-bodied and want to do jobs that give back to society. Part of their motivation is to meet ongoing expenses, but they also want to participate in fields like education, healthcare, and the environment that can make a difference. Mark Friedman of Civic Ventures in San Francisco is author of Encore.
A lot of people tell me that they're finally doing the work that they were put on earth to do, that much to their own surprise, this period that was supposed to be a time of disengagement, even decline, has ended up being the most fulfilling time in their life, a time when they've been able to do work that was closest to their heart, that really used everything that they learned. I remember talking to one woman in Portland, Maine, and she was describing where she said, "It's not a job, it's a joy." And it reminded me of the poet March Piercy, who said, "A pitcher cries for water to carry and a person for work that is real."
Mark Friedman began focusing on the underutilized potential of older workers when he was once involved in a national study at the Big Brother and Sister program. Mentors were in short supply compared to the tens of thousands of kids seeking guidance from an older person. He realized the population of baby boomers as it enters retirement comprises an enormous resource that society cannot afford to squander. He says the concept of retirement as a kind of endless vacation is a relatively new development.
Well, people worked till they dropped for centuries in this country, and it wasn't until the 1930s, when we were mired in the Depression and a quarter of young people in the country were unemployed, that we began a concerted effort to get older people out of the workforce as soon as possible. And so the part of the origins of Social Security was to free older people up during this terrible economic time from a hand-to-mouth existence, but it was also to create an incentive for them to leave the workforce.
Was that an explicit goal of Social Security to remove the elderly from the workforce?
It was, but to do it in a way that was humane. There was real concern in this country that we would have a revolution akin to what had happened in Eastern Europe, and Roosevelt was creating programs like the Civilian Conservation Corps. He said he wanted 300,000 boys in the woods, out of the theory that if young people, young men in particular, were occupied, it would stabilize the circumstances in the country. Employers liked it because it meant that they could hire younger workers who were less expensive, and actually unions supported it as well because it meant new members for them. So this coalition forged around the idea of retirement at 65